preempt anything, just dial in toll-free here to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark back fresh from his trip. When did you get back in? Was it yesterday, Mark?
To New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was last night, late.
So we found out that apparently you managed to get through accidentally with a knife around your get-through security, airport security in Belize, and then the U.S. Customs Service when you got back to Miami, with a knife hanging around your neck the entire time. So that kind of led into a larger conversation with several listeners about the TSA and what happens when you get caught with a weapon. Well, apparently if you are a blonde white lady, you get, you know, your husband's allowed to take the weapon away and leave the airport. But if you are a black lady, then
from Nigeria,
right, then you get arrested. And for the same weapon, by the way, a kubaton, which is actually a defensive weapon, you couldn't do any kind of mass damage with a kubaton. You could hurt one person at a time with a kubaton.
Hurt them, I mean, yeah. Not much more.
Right.
Poke them.
You could make them very uncomfortable and angry at you.
There hasn't been a mass study on this, but it would be interesting to see, of all the kubatons and all the results of all the kubatons in, you know, the U.S., what have the results been and what have the colors and national origins been of the people who had these things happen? I mean, I think it's an interesting question, but at this point all we've got is two.
So that kind of led into, again, a discussion about the TSA. We actually had a guy call in from Grafton, New Hampshire, who'd been arrested at a town meeting today as liberty activists had converged to attempt to battle back the people who want to control others and increase the size of the state. So, and I went to a school board meeting. I can talk more about that as well. But you can bring up whatever you want here. Plus, coming up, a poll on Americans' opinions on smartphones or sex. What is it that Americans can't live without? We'll go to
the very fact that we're asking this question, we know what the answer is.
We'll go to your phone calls first. And Robert is with us in Vermont, arrested this weekend. Robert, I hope that's not revealing too much. I know you said you didn't want to talk about it, but you did hang on, so obviously you had something else to say. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, like I said, first of all, I want to thank you, Ian, for calling me last night, because I was really quite shocked, you know. I've had a chance to sit down and process this and talk with a couple of people about it. And the thing that kind of bothers me is that it's the way that this happened. And, you know, I would really, really like to talk with somebody, but I don't even have any paperwork, Ian.
Well, I can say this much about what happened to you. You were driving and you were arrested for a victimless crime. You are, there's an arraignment date coming up, and I've added it to the local activist calendar here, and so I'll certainly come out to support you on it, and I imagine other people will as well. And of course, what happens here in New Hampshire when somebody gets arrested who is a freedom-oriented person or supporter of liberty activists, as you are, Robert, you donate money to the Robin Hooders here in Keene, the people that save folks from getting parking tickets. And if somebody's willing to stand up and not take a plea deal, then I want to support that person. I want that person to, presuming no one was harmed, and in your case, no one was harmed, I want to support that person in what they do in court if they're not going to just take a plea and pay up and pony up to the system. So I'm excited about that, and I'm sorry to hear what happened to you. And like you said, once you get the chance, you can, I'm sure, tell us more. Any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, like I said, if we could get a chance, you know, I mean, even if it's just a phone call or something, because this is really kind of bothering me a lot.
Yeah, totally understand. Well, what I'd recommend is that you get in touch with the activists here. I know that you joined up with the Keeniax group on Facebook. There are a lot of different ways to reach out to the community. And, of course, you know that here in Keene and all across New Hampshire, there are regular meetups, physical, you know, get into to meet space with people and actually meet the people that you might hear on the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. And I would encourage you to show up to that, to those things. There's like a Social Sunday event, for instance, every Sunday here at a local bar. And you can learn more about that over at calendar.freekeen.com. And thanks, Robert, for your call tonight.
You said that you support people not taking the plea, presuming that they hadn't harmed anyone.
That's correct.
And yes. I get the point that you're coming from there, is that you support you're not interested in crimes where people are necessarily accused of harming others and that sort of thing.
I'm not going to support a rapist in not taking a plea.
But I've got to say that the plea system itself, I kind of do, in the sense that the plea system is a horrible system generally. Mm. It helps two groups of people. Government bureaucrats we pay to do a job, and guilty individuals. Those are the only people it helps, because that person who is accused of rape either did or didn't do the crime that they're accused of, and either deserves whatever punishment is supposed to be meted out or doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And they are supposed to get a day in court. Far fewer than 1% of arrests result in that day of court. And what we have as a result is people are pushed, you know, cajoled and threatened into taking plea bargains for crimes that they didn't necessarily commit. Oftentimes you're talking about young people who really don't have a lot of experience in this area. They don't know how these systems work. They may have seen a few cop shows, and that's all the education they've got.
Boy.
So it's a big mess. The plea bargaining system is a derailing of justice. It's terrible.
Okay. Well, then you'll be happy to know, Mark, that when I do Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach here in Keene, that I hand the Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach flyer to anyone walking into court, which would, you know, include, in theory, violent people who have actually harmed people. But it would be too difficult to ask somebody if they had only committed a victimless crime.
And by the way, when the prosecuting attorneys, the defense attorneys, the judges, and the police officers, when they face criminal charges, none of those people take the plea. Almost. It's rare.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, none isn't obviously true, but yeah. It is rare that they take pleas.
Because usually their plea will be pretty sweet. If they get offered a plea, it's probably like a slap on the hand.
That much is true, that oftentimes the system does reward those who
drop the charge
to
nothing.
And indeed, that can occur.
So 855-450-FREE, that is the Pro-XPN toll-free line. And I mentioned earlier I'd gone to the school board meeting today. We had a dozen liberty activists, which doesn't sound like a whole lot, but it seems that way to me. I mean, I'd never had any kind of political action like this going on down in Florida, and certainly not with this kind of numbers of dedicated people who would be willing to sit through a six-hour-long gruelingly boring meeting with these school board bureaucrats. There were about 90 people there who were not in favor of freedom, who were, you know, voting. Some of them they refused to vote down any budget decrease proposals and things like that. But ultimately, it was good. We had a nice communications method between some of us. We sat at different points in the audience so we could listen to what people surrounding us were saying, and, you know, the S-talking that inevitably was going on. Some people thought they just thought it was funny that we were there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny.
Laughing at us.
Yeah, it's funny that they invite people to come to these events. They tell activists like you who've worked outside the system,
right.
Hey. Get in we have a system you're supposed to work within, and then when you work within the system, they jeer at you. They tell you to shut up.
We were told that we were wasting their time.
Yeah, you're participating in their system the way their system's set up, and you're wasting their time.
Right. And so, right, so
they're just here to pass a much bigger budget than last year. Why don't you get out of our way? It's just your tax dollars we're spending. Why do you keep making noise?
That's pretty much it. I mean, there's no satisfying these people. They just don't really want liberty activists to do anything. And that's the truth of it. But they always have to make their excuse of, well, you need to get involved in the system. But then you need to get involved in the system the right way. You need to be respectful. You need to do this and that. You need to do it exactly the way we say to do it. And so there was a guy, Conan, from Black Sheep Rising, which is a TV show. That is produced here by local liberty activists. He had taken the time to do these petitions. He had 25 signatures for each one of these warrant articles, as they call them. And so he could word his own warrant articles. So one of them was an actual proposed reduction in the budget. Now, that's rare, because usually the warrant articles are always increasing the budget. Every year it's an increase.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually proposed some that reduced it. He proposed some that changed some details, like, for instance, if one of them wouldn't allow the school board to appoint, so let's say someone quit the board, it wouldn't allow them to appoint somebody. So instead that would have to go to a vote. There were some other things that he did, and basically all of his proposals were gutted. there's this attorney there that is there every year, and he's like, you know, the parliamentarian guy who is just a, you know, local busybody. And he came in and he proposed changes to all of Conan's ballot measures and had massive support in the room. So we really need more people here. Go to freestateproject.org. There's more coming up. You can take control here. Smartphones versus sex.
Share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. We're here for the live Saturday edition. Of course, you can bring up what you want. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Join us online. We've got all kinds of free stuff on our website at freetalklive.com, including news updates. You can get signed up, follow us via email, or if you prefer Facebook, Google+, Twitter, Twitter. We've got all that, too. In fact, if you follow us on those social bookmarking websites, you'll get even more information from Free Talk Live. The email we send only the critical updates to. The social bookmarking sites, you get updates during the show, show prep that we might be talking about on the air, maybe questions that we want to ask you to get interactive. So again, go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for any one of those that is your preference, or more than one if you like. All of it is free. news.freetalklive.com.
Liberty activist John Bush, his wife Catherine Bleich, Stefan Molyneux, this icon liberty movement, Jeffrey Tucker, huge Bitcoin advocate and a author, published author, quite the liberty activist guy, Ben Swan, Jason King, Tony Gallippi, many others will be at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. They're just some of the people that are going to be speaking at this event. There's going to be three tracks at this event, meaning three speakers from which to choose at any given time. There'll be several big announcements at the Bitcoin Conference if you're into Bitcoins, and I'm into them. Yeah. I will also be emceeing at this event.
I'm very excited about it. We're going to be broadcasting live from this conference, and it is March 5th and 6th, so coming up.
That's right. Get your tickets now at TexasBitcoinConference.com. There's going to be a hackathon with big-money Bitcoin entrepreneurs waiting to sweep up all the stars from the hackathon, so that should be pretty cool. Don't miss a minute of it. You can get your tickets at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Again, March 5th and 6th.
All right. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. According to Breitbart.com, a Harris Interactive poll or study has been done on Americans and their preferences. What is the thing that Americans cannot live without? There's a popular quote attributed to an unknown author which goes, "I would like to meet the man who invented sex and see what he's working on now," says the article here. Evidence reveals it may have been the smartphone. A new poll shows that while 20% of Americans claim they couldn't live without sex, a full 26% say they couldn't live without using their smartphones. It also shows that Americans prefer internet access, cars, laptops, and television to sex. A study by Harris.
I'm honestly not that surprised.
You're not?
No,
okay.
I'm not.
Why?
I've met people that aren't that interested in sex. As people get older, less interested. One gender tends to be more interested in sex than others.
Do you think that's true? I think that's a myth. There's a lot of evidence pointing to that being myth. What were you suggesting? Is it men or women who are more interested in sex?
It's not that I think that they think about it different. Don't think about it. I think that the participation of it tends to diminish. So I've got a little bit of evidence on that, and I think it's women.
You're saying that women over time participate less in sex?
Given their druthers. Yeah. There's a phenomenon in the lesbian community called, I think they call it lesbian bed death. I'm not 100% sure. This is one of my friends was telling me about it, and this is a terminology she used. I'm not making it up. And this is, the idea is that when lesbians stay together long enough that basically they stop having sex. This doesn't generally happen in heterosexual couples, and the only thing that changes in coupling is the gender of one individual.
Okay.
That's the evidence I use to make that statement.
Hmm. Well, there seems to be this common idea out there that men are more sexually driven than women, and that is what I'm denying as untrue. I don't believe that to be the case at all.
Okay, well, I don't know what you mean.
I think there's certainly a common misunderstanding that men are more interested in sex than women are. And I think that if there's anything that's true, it's just that women have been trained by Western society to not talk about their interest in sex as often.
I don't know. It seems like they talk about sex when I hear them talking.
Well, okay. I'm making a very, very general statement here to try to counteract what I consider to be misinformation out there about the female sex drive. I think it's just as healthy, if not more so.
I think people would really love folks like us who are influential in the media to believe statements like this, but none of them have ever bothered to address any of the concerns that I've had when I've said stuff like this. They just parrot things. And you can't say these things and not have evidence for them.
Sure, I can. I can say whatever I want.
That's
not
true.
Have
you can be. You can just say whatever you want.
These are things we've talked
evidence.
About previously on the show. I did not go and dig up a bunch of research because I didn't know you were going to go there making that suggestion, which is kind of what it sounded like you were suggesting. So if you would like to talk about sex drive, you're certainly welcome to do so. But apparently the drive to use a smartphone is more important to more Americans, according to this Harris Interactive poll, as well as television and laptops and cars and internet access. A study by Harris Interactive also discovered that almost three-quarters of adults in America say technology enriches the quality of their lives. And almost
Agreed.
Half of the people surveyed believe it improves their relationships with friends and boosts their social lives. Now, that's interesting. About 40% of those polled thinks technology makes them happier. Now, I don't know if that means that the other 60% are depressed by technology, or if there's only 30% that are depressed and the other percentage didn't know. So we don't know what the full breakdown is. They're only giving us little blips of data here in this summary article from Breitbart.com. But interestingly, there's some level of, I think, controversy over whether or not the internet and the constant use of smartphones and Facebook or Twitter, etc., that these electronic means of communication are actually not enriching people's lives, that they're disconnecting them from other human beings, putting these electronic barriers in between people that may even in some cases be in the same room together with one another. I mean, I'm sure this is not uncommon, especially in younger circles, where you'll be with a group of ostensible friends and everybody's sitting on their smartphone.
Oh, yeah.
So
people will text each other from across the house.
It's certainly true. And does that mean that your quality of your life has been enriched? Well, I guess if you believe it has, then it has. But some would argue that there's something missing, some sort of a human connection there that these devices are sucking away from our lives.
Some would argue that. I don't know. I mean, people are going to use these communication tools the way they're going to use communication tools. You know, there was probably some, before man invented language, one of them is upset that, oh, this language thing is going to keep us from, you know, the way we communicated more with touch or whatever. I don't know. It's just communication, right?
It is, but it's different communication. It is, I think, inferior communication in a number of ways.
Yeah, I'd agree
with that. It has, so there's two sides to this story. It does have the benefit of being instantaneous and worldwide, but on the other hand, it also takes away all the nuances and subtleties and the nonverbal communication, if you will, eye contact, which is critical when you're in person with somebody.
There's so much that comes through a voice, too.
That's true. The more you destroy, as far as the communication ability between people, the less effective I think it can be. So, for instance, person to person, that's the best way to communicate, in my opinion. Looking each other in the eye. Next best to that would be on some sort of video chat. Next best to that would be audio only, and then beyond that, text. And text just strips away all of the humanity from somebody. It's very hard to understand subtleties like sarcasm over text. It's very hard to understand any kind of inflection over text.
Plus, it feels a lot like schoolwork, typing up some long, essay.
It's harder. It takes longer to communicate with text. That's just true as well. So 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Are people really happier because of technology? It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAFE, 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, and you can join us online over at lrn.fm. We've got Skype, so you can Skype into us there, username lrn.fm, if you'd prefer to connect with us in that way. Still, would love to hear your thoughts on this poll. There's kind of the funny aspect that Americans find their smartphones more important than sex. 26% of Americans say they couldn't live without their smartphones, while only 20% of Americans say they can't live without sex. And that kind of brought up a larger conversation about, well, are people actually enriching the quality of their lives? They say about three-quarters of them say that technology enriches the quality of their lives, and half say it improves their relationships with their friends. But is it really true, or is it just a feeling that people have? And is that all that matters? Is disconnecting from reality, the ability to touch and see people, disconnecting from that and just going into this electronic world, is that better for happiness? I would love to hear what you think at 855-450-FREE.
So when I was on vacation here, I went to Belize and down in Florida. One thing I couldn't get is the great decaf coffee that I'm used to drinking from BuzzBox. You know, there's some of the things that being at home that's really nice. And yeah, one of the really nice things for me being home is getting really great coffee from BuzzBox. Now, not just BuzzBox coffee isn't just premium coffee. You can get that just about anywhere. What BuzzBox truly is a way to change lives around the world. They purchase from a farming co-op that they help fund. They give microloans so that people can get into the farming co-op. And these people grow organic, shade-grown coffee that's top 1% Arabica grade. And they break the generational chains of poverty that hold these people in poverty. I mean, when the sun-grown coffee comes in, they chop all the trees down, they put the coffee plants in, the topsoil is washed away over time, and then the coffee, you know, they move on. They plant crops elsewhere. Well, the poor people are still there. That doesn't happen with BuzzBox coffee. If you want to join with me to help people around the world change your coffee habit, drink healthier coffee, coffee that's better for you, tastes better, go to coffee.freetalklive.com. We'll give you your first pound free. You cover shipping, we'll give you the first pound to try it out. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
So we're talking about a Harris Interactive poll showing almost three-quarters of U.S. adults say technology enriches the quality of their lives. I totally agree. Totally agree. It's great that we have technology. In fact, the reason why we're here doing this show that you can listen to tonight is because of technology. Free Talk Live is a show of the internet age. We were born in 2002 in Sarasota, Florida. And
you mean Free Talk Live, the program.
Right, Free Talk Live, the program. Yes, you and I are in our 30s and 40s. We started over a decade ago, and the internet was a pretty big part of our lives at that time. It's even more a part of our lives and a part of the show today than it was back then. But Free Talk Live has been putting archives online since day number one. I mean, since before the word podcast was even invented, we've been sharing MP3 archives. So we've been doing this a long time. And it's an internet-based program in that, you know, we wouldn't be able to facilitate the show that we do if it weren't for the internet. We wouldn't be here in New Hampshire if it weren't for the internet. The Free State Project wouldn't exist. Everything that we are today as a radio show is really part and parcel because of the existence of and our usage of the internet.
Well, and I'd also like to point out that Free Talk Live's on oftentimes on the cutting edge of technologies and in other ways. You were mentioning podcasts, but Free Talk Live was probably the first radio program to talk about bitcoins. It was almost certainly the first ad venue in the world, from what I can tell, to accept bitcoins for advertising. Mm-hmm. And perhaps Bitcoin really got catapulted into the mainstream news because of Free Talk Live. It's hard to say.
What would make you say that?
Free Talk Live's on 140-plus radio stations across the nation. Yeah. When people start hearing about things, they begin investigating. For instance, we heard about Bitcoins from Gavin Andreessen, the head developer, who is a supporter,
and
financial supporter of Free Talk Live. Well, Roger Veer, who's an advertiser, then heard about Bitcoins from us because we were skeptical. We didn't think that they were going to go anywhere. Roger Veer does his investigation. Then he demands that we take Bitcoins for advertising. And we begin talking.
Roger Veer is now known as Bitcoin Jesus and is one of the most well-known Bitcoiners in the world.
And if we created Bitcoin Jesus, that makes us Bitcoin John the Baptist.
Or Mary and Joseph.
Well, you get to be Mary.
All right. So you could share what you want here at Free Talk Live, but it's interesting, you know. Yes, okay. Technology definitely enriches the quality of our lives. I mean, we're immersed in it. It's so important for business. If the internet were to disappear tomorrow, what in the world would people do? Go back to catalog printing? I mean, it's just crazy to even think of
not disappearing.
No, of course not.
Because shy of some kind of giant solar flare activity,
EMP or something like that. But right. So, but my point being is very, very integral to our lifestyles, and we're starting to see, of course, old things, you know, the old media, newspapers, printing, those kind of things. They're going away. They're disappearing. Yeah, the phone book still exists, but who really uses it? Who above the age of 45 or below the age of 45 really uses a phone book?
Well, I saw a friend use one recently, and he actually employed one that was several years old because they don't deliver it to his house anymore.
Oh, wow. I've actually used phone books. I do occasionally still use a phone book, but maybe once a year.
You get a new one?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We get them here.
That's awesome. That's
we
great.
We usually get like two a year. There's two different companies still competing for this tiny little marketplace. This is a thin, thin phone book. So anyway, so we're seeing the old media die off and go away and shrink down, and digital devices are becoming more and more integrated in our lives. They're integrated in the car dashboard. They're integrated in that we carry, you know, in your pocket. If you have a smartphone, think about it. You're carrying a computer that is what 10 years ago would have been a full-size desktop machine, you know, Pentium 3 or whatever it might have been back in the day. My smartphone is a 1 gigahertz phone, and that thing cost me 100 and something bucks.
Yeah, I think that one of the funniest little meme pictures I've seen on the internet is like, if you could find somebody from the 1950s, what's the most surprising thing you could tell them? And it's the response is that I carry around in my front pocket the sum total of human knowledge.
Oh yeah,
and I use it to.
Ask it anything.
Play games and settle bets.
You can ask it any question in the world, and you probably can find the answer in seconds. So, I mean, that has begun changing our lives drastically, and absolutely for the better. So I can understand why people would say that it enriches the quality of their lives. Almost half of the people in this Harris Interactive poll surveyed believe that it improves their relationship with friends. Okay. Boosts their social lives. All right. I'll give you that it boosts social life, in that you can use Facebook or Google Calendar or various other tools to organize real life get-togethers, and that tends to be fairly effective. We organized this school board meeting gathering that we had today for activism, real life activism. We organized that online. But we also got together and had a meeting pre the event the night before, where we're in real space, real life, talking about what to do. So I don't think that technology can fully replace human interaction, and that's kind of the disturbing part about this. I think it's something that we have to be cautious about as well. And so, yeah, does it improve your relationship with your friends? Well, it certainly makes it easier to reach your friends. That's an improvement. It makes it easier to reach out and ask them a question without having to call them or interrupt a meeting or something like that. So it's easier to initiate and receive communications from friends. But the communications aren't as meaningful, I don't think, because there's the disconnection between you. You're not in the same place. So if you can use the technology to facilitate better friendships in real life, I think that's good. But if you lose the friendship to only the tech world, I think that kind of destroys the human connection. And I think there's value there. Am I alone in this?
I don't think so. I think people obviously, what you're saying is seems obvious, but just because technology must grow doesn't mean that human interaction must shrink. I guess that's what I'm trying to
say.
It
doesn't have to mean that, but I think it can mean that.
It can mean that.
Technology can very easily replace that human interaction. And as what I cite to be the most obvious example is people in the same room sitting on devices. That, I think, really shows that there's a problem. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free, 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about technology and its effect on your life and your interactions with other human beings. But I'd like to talk about it if you want. The toll-free number, again, 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And again, that's another way that technology has improved our lives. Here on the show, we didn't implement Skype right away, but we finally did get around to it. I think it's been about a year since we've had Skype on board.
Maybe.
And it's been great so far. Makes you sound better. It's better than the phone system.
It's not as easy to manage as the phone system from our side, but...
From a technical radio show aspect, it's a little more clunky, but it's worth it. For the effort, because it does sound better. You can join us on Skype. Our username there, lrn.fm. Don't forget, you can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. And if you like this show, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. We're doing a matching fundraiser where if you amp the show for $5 a month, somebody else is going to kick in $5. If you amp the show for $10 a month, there's somebody else who's going to kick in $10. We're looking to get to $950 per month. I think we're at about less than $150 away from reaching our goal at this point. So we actually had a good week. We went up this week on the AMP fundraiser, and thank you for everybody who signed up, and also a couple people upgraded as well. Had one guy upgrade to Platinum this week, which was awesome, so thank you for that. That's somebody who's giving $25 a month to the show. So if you think we provide value, again, we give you all the archives for free. You can just go and download them at freetalklive.com.
That's awesome that we give away all the archives for free. There's not too many commercial radio programs that do that.
That's true.
But there are a lot of commercial radio programs. In NPR, I'll give away the archives for free.
Okay.
Then again, you probably support them with your tax dollars, so I guess they're sort of obligated to morally. Maybe they are, maybe they are. I don't know what the specifics are. But Free Talk Live does things that other radio programs simply don't do. We talk about the ideas of liberty in a way that other programs never even scratch the surface.
And we do it 7 nights a week on over 140 radio stations, coast to coast and beyond.
You can't find that anywhere.
No, you can't. And so if you support that and you want to help us expand, because we could be on 300, 400, 500 radio stations. We can do that. You can help us do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. And again, your money will be doubled if you donate to the AMP program today or tomorrow or whenever you get a chance. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. We sure appreciate it. It makes a big difference for us. Right now, we're using that money to pay Daryl to do affiliate relations work for us, which means calling radio stations, what I do during the week. So now we've got two people calling stations, which is better than one. And you can help us with that. Again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. And again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. So our lives have been imbued with all this wonderful technology, and it's going to keep getting more intimate in that there's literally going to be technology at some point in the future that you'll be able to easily put inside yourself to some extent. I mean, it already exists. There are pacemakers and other things that have been put in people's bodies for a long time. But it's going to become more interesting and more revolutionary or evolutionary with nanotechnology, for instance, possibly buttressing your system, making it stronger, making it more resilient, and making you live longer. So, I mean, really, the places we can go with technology are very, very exciting. But I don't think we want to lose our humanity in the process, so that's a concern that that I have.
Well, I think that one thing that I found is that I used to be, you know, want to know facts and figures and stuff like that. I try to memorize things, and now I've got the internet that does all those things for me. I know how to answer my questions. You know, it's a program called Google or StartPage or whatever. I do my searches online in that way.
Yeah.
The only issue I really have is how long it takes me to answer the question. So, you know, I know the answers to whatever, you know, whatever the thing I know the answers to. But I have to look up the answers to other things. It takes me a little longer. So I think that really it'd be interesting if somehow we could connect to the internet, get the answer to the question that we want to have answered in a millisecond rather than the time it takes to type it into a smartphone or a computer terminal and then, you know, hit search and come back with whatever the answer is.
That's going to happen. Obviously, it would require more of or less of an interactive device than what we currently have, because right now we require keyboards and mice in a lot of ways. But that's changing. I have to admit, I wish I did this more. I just never think about it. I'm so habituated to using a keyboard, or in this case, using the little keyboard thing on my phone, the swipe, as they call it. I'm so habituated to that I always forget I could just hit a button and talk to the phone. Like a lot of people, there's a lot of people that are good at this. I'm not one of them. I hardly ever use this feature, even though it works really well. Like every time I've ever tried the voice recognition system on my phone, it's pretty much nailed what it is that I've said. So, I mean, that's faster almost every time than typing, but I don't do it. I'm not used to it. I have not practiced at it.
It sounds like I heard that Google Glass now has a technology where it does facial recognition, and you're going to be able to recognize the people that are in front of you. Imagine going to a convention.
Oh, my God.
And that person who you talk to, who you forgot their name or whatever.
You don't have to forget names anymore.
You don't have to forget names any longer. So this is going to be extraordinarily valuable. You know, who's the spousal relationship? You know, what's the name of the children? Maybe you'll have these things updated in some kind of database. This is interesting stuff, and this will augment human relations in a way that I think it's going to be very powerful.
I agree with that.
I just read an article online today. The fact is that it's very difficult for people over the age of 30 to create new lifelong friendships. They just make sort of situational friends.
People move around a lot more.
I wonder if this technology would allow people to now, you know, get closer to other individuals because they remember. Or at the very least, you know, those situational friends that you might, you know, forget when you're out, the Google Glass will remind you who it is. And then there's going to, of course, be all kinds of other technologies that probably even are better than Google Glass.
Certainly. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Skype, and Nathan's there from Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, Mark.
Thanks, Nathan.
The show missed a certain zeal while you were gone.
That's right. Not enough yelling at Ian.
Well, don't worry, Mark. The downloads weren't down from what I saw.
Oh, well, I can check the downloads if you'd like. I think that they probably just kept downloading in hopes that I'd be back. So
they were downloading old episodes.
Anyway, yeah, go ahead. Mark's really good ranting ability.
All right.
I wanted to chime in on this technology thing. I feel like a lot of criticisms in this direction are misguided, not necessarily yours, but you know, like whenever someone does those, I gave up this, you know, XYZ for a year kind of thing. You notice they never pick a technology that's over 100 years old. They never say, I'm going to go without a refrigerator or whatever. It's always, I'm going to go without a smartphone or a PC, you know, some kind of recent technology.
Interesting.
So it makes it, yeah, so it makes it seem like it's not really the technology itself that's the issue. It's just that it's a new thing and people haven't quite gotten used to it.
Does this happen very much in your life? Do people give up technology?
No, but like things I've read online, like I just don't see a lot of stories about people. I gave up, you know, the combustion engine for a year, you know, that kind of thing. It always seems to be some kind of smartphone, like some kind of new technology. And it seems like a lot of people have that motivation, but I don't know. I feel I agree with you that technology can cause us to become separated from others, but the flip side of that is that people can connect to others based on similar interests.
That's true.
And the internet has done an exceptional job.
Right,
with that.
They can find themselves in real life, so they can connect initially online. Of course, internet dating is one way to look at that, but also internet dating for specific interests has been very, very helpful for people, especially with people who don't maybe have mainstream sexual preferences, for instance. They can find one another easily on the internet and have a lot more fun as a result of that in real life.
And the technology could also change to address your concern by, holograms and virtual reality. You know, people could meet in virtual reality instead of, online.
Well, video conferencing is a huge step in that direction, isn't it? I mean,
right.
It brings the, as I was talking about before, the subtleties of communication between humans. It brings more of it back because then you can actually look at the person that you're talking to. And for years we saw it in movies, and only just within the last half a decade has it really become a reality and within everyone's grasp. And that's so exciting. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of the time technology has both advantages and drawbacks, and in this case, it seems like we're going to be seeing the advantage of it because things like Google Glass are just going to, keep advancing to the point where you can just have a normal conversation with someone, like, have a camera, say, that scans your
image. I think that's true, but on the other hand, as you said, there's two sides to the story, so how do I know when I'm talking with Mark, if he's wearing his Google Glass, that he's not doing something else at the same time and not really paying full attention to the conversation?
How do you know I'm not paying full attention to the conversation now instead I'm thinking about cars and girls?
Now, you're more convincing because you're looking straight at me, but if somebody's looking at the Google Glass, will they be looking at you, or will they be looking slightly above you if they're looking at their Google Glass?
Maybe I'll get a little achievements in my Google Glass computer, like Ian ignored 1,000 times.
All right, Nathan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow. Actually, I won't, but Mark, you will. Back for the live Sunday edition.
The best show of the week.
Of Free Talk Live, and they've been having fun without you there. They're calling it the anarchist edition of show and everything. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold, use as directed.
We already had the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.